Last night, there was an extraordinary meeting between the elected officials of the MRC Pontiac to focus on two different files, so namely the biopark and the possible use of the CN corridor for snowmobiles and ATV riders. Now, we covered this earlier this week in the news, the CN corridor, which is the old CN railway tracks, to be used for ATV and snowmobile riders. Now, that wasn't the issue of last night's meeting. Now, last night's meeting really went off the rails a little bit. My colleague François Carrier was attending the meeting virtually over Zoom, where things kind of got out of line between some of the mayors and the warden of the MRC Pontiac, Jane Toller.
We're not resolving it tonight. The meeting is finishing. Excuse me, I'm the president of the meeting.
No, this meeting is not over.
Just a minute.
This meeting is not over.
We already voted on it closing.
No. Not until the answer is given.
Yes, and I'd like to...
The answer is that a letter is coming from...
It should also be important to note that last night at the meeting, the mayor of Île-du-Grand-Calumet, Serge Newberry, was absent, so the deputy mayor of the municipality, Alice Meyer-Pieski, attended the meeting in his place. Now, that created a lot of commotion within the vote because she had voted against this resolution that ultimately ended up being tied 9-9. And the warden, Jane Toller, ended up using her veto against the resolution. The director general of the MRC Pontiac, Bernard Roy, was questioned regarding the process and technicalities of this resolution.
And I'd ask the director general to weigh in on that.
We had quite a discussion about it ahead of time. Yeah. And I know the point that you are making
is what they said, Mr. Sundstrom. We check it with our legal advisor, and he is correct. We have to start with this resolution that was adopted last week, and we again vote on this in this. And it's for or it's against. That's all. And after that, you can do something else. But we are taking all the entire resolution, and it cannot be amended. We voted as it was voted last week.
Now, like I said, the presence of Alice Meyer-Pieski got a reaction of the mayors wanting to support the resolution concerning the biopark project that would be situated at the old Smurfit Stone location in Litchfield. Now, like I said, without her vote, this vote would have passed, which is why this whole uncertainty underneath this resolution unfolded in last night's meeting. When questioned by CHIP 1019 following the meeting, Jane Toller reaffirmed her position, letting out a meaningful laugh in the process. As she mentioned, just like in the most recent meetings, it is probably a few days before more details on the outcome of this vote become public.
How do you feel about everything tonight?
Well, it's always my goal to try to accomplish our business on behalf of the people of the Pontiac. And tomorrow we will know the final result of that vote. But really what was being questioned was the role of the pro-mayor versus a mayor. And as I said tonight, what I think is important is to have 18 municipalities in attendance at all of our meetings. If for some reason a mayor can't be there, then usually at the beginning of every term or each year, a resolution gives the pro-mayor that ability. I raised this issue a few months ago because I found that the attendance was not 100%. And we were maybe missing a mayor and not having a pro-mayor there. And I'm taking it very seriously. And when I see that a mayor is not at the meeting, I feel that it's very important that we have someone representing that municipality. Otherwise, a whole month goes by. I need to lean sometimes on our director general and our greffier. But I think some of the things that were being challenged, it's not constructive, it's not productive. And at the end of the day, we're all elected to do our best for the people of the Pontiac, to accomplish things, to build things, to make sure that what we're voting on is factual and that what we're voting on is real.
So we heard a lot of clips from last night's meeting. The outcome is the staff of the MRC Pontiac will ask the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing if the vote of Ms. Maya Pieski can be counted. Now, a response from the ministry should be expected shortly. Now, like I said, the Biopark project is planned to take place on the grounds of the former Smurfit Stone factory located in Litchfield that closed in 2008. And this file is continually ongoing. We'll have more information as it comes out. But that wasn't the only real things that were talked about on the agenda in last night's meeting. The one thing that the mayor's came to a consensus on was a tribute to the late Charlotte Lecuyer, who passed away earlier this week. The mayor of Shawville, Sandra Murray, and the mayor of Mansfield, Gilles Zian, who both worked under the direction of Charlotte Lecuyer, underlined her contribution to the Pontiac Health Network in last night's meeting.
From Shawville, she was my boss when I worked at the hospital for a number of years, and I got along well with her, and I felt that she did a good job there.
Okay, thank you very much. Jill?
Yes, Charlotte was also my boss for many years. When I first started, she's the one that gave me my first chance at the CLSC. She was always there for anybody that needed help or whatever. She was there. She took her job like it was, she was, comment je dirais bien ça, elle prenait sa job à cœur. C'est une personne qui s'est donnée pour le Pontiac au niveau de la santé. Elle a pris le CLSC où ce qu'il était, puis elle l'a emmené dans quelque chose de plus gros, plus beau, meilleur service. Elle, c'était toujours des services pour la clientèle pour s'en premier. Puis je pense que la santé de Pontiac reflète encore de Charlotte.
So that was a short report on last night's MRC meeting. More details are going to come with the response from the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing. We'll make sure to bring you that on the air here on CHIP 1019 once that response is given. So make sure to stay tuned right here on CHIP 1019 and as well on our website, chipfm.com, and our Facebook page, CHIP 1019.